Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. And as you know, you probably have figured this out if you have a window near you. Bad storms coming through, a tornado warning still in effect. On the Missouri side, southeastern Jefferson County, and also north central St. Genevieve County. And then on the Illinois side, Monroe County, northwestern Randolph County. And at last check, the severe weather was moving through Olympian Village, moving about 35 miles an hour. And this thunderstorm is capable of producing a tornado. That's why it's a tornado warning. So if you're in that path in those counties, take cover. Do not take this lightly. You don't want to mess around when something comes down. That kind of rhymed. But this storm will be near Crystal City and Olympian Village right about now, a little past now. So stay tuned to hear. We'll let you know if there's any changes to that. But that tornado warning now, and those areas have been extended until 1:45. Very serious there. So we'll let you know if anything changes. All right, joining us now is a nationally syndicated columnist. You may have read some of his work. He's a Fox News contributor, contributing editor to the National Review Online. DeRoy Murdoch, thank you for coming on to 97.1.
Hi, Ryan. How are you? Good to be with you.
Good. Very provocative article. Let me just read the first couple of lines, and I would love for you to explain a little bit further. It said, in his flattest brainwave yet, President Joe Biden hopes to import refugees from the Gaza Strip. This rotten idea should be blasted with a drone. That's a pretty provocative start to an article. Let's talk about that. What do you mean by that?
Well, as opposed to my usual mundane milquetoast middle-of-the-road pieces, right?
Well, you're grabbing attention. That's two lines in, and you're like, whoa. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I heard about that. I was chatting with my father, actually, about this, I think over the weekend or a few days ago. And he said, oh, by the way, did you hear about Biden's latest? He wants to bring in a bunch of refugees from Gaza. I said, you're joking, right? He goes, no, really. And I looked into it. And sure enough, it wasn't just a gag from Saturday Night Live or some comedy routine or something or Babylon Bee. This is at least a trial balloon that the administration is talking about. And like, if we don't have enough trouble with roughly nine going on 10 million illegal aliens here, we don't know where they're coming from. We don't know where they're going. We've seen outbreaks in measles, outbreaks in tuberculosis. And now on top of that, we're going to be bringing in refugees from the Gaza Strip. These are people who are coming out of a war zone. These are people who unfortunately are trained from when they're children to hate Jews, to hate Israel, to engage in anti-Semitism. And obviously the explosion of anti-Semitism we've seen in this country like nobody has seen in generations or probably any of our lifetimes. Now we're going to bring people in from Gaza who right now Hamas enjoys a 71-72% approval rating right now after everything that's gone on over there. So this is just an absolutely awful idea and maybe the worst idea that Joe Biden's cooked up, and he's certainly cooked up a lot of bad ones.
Wow. That's such an interesting dynamic because I've known a lot of people that have come into this country legally, gone through the process, And they love America. And they love, it's so interesting because they have the same sort of family values Republicans have. And they want to stick by those things. And they don't like seeing people come in and rip those sort of values apart. But now we're saying, all the things you just mentioned, let's bring more of those people that hate America in and let them influence pretty much every walk of life, starting at the universities, which we're seeing. Plus, now we got to be honest with this, too. We know the tactics of Hamas. They like to use these people as human shields, hide from inside in the Palestinians. And what are we going to say? OK, we're not going to be able to differentiate you from a terrorist, but we're going to let all of you in out of the abundance of caution that you may be under persecution. So that is an open door for terrorism.
Yeah, it is. I mean, certainly. I mean, you could have people who are, we think they're honest, wonderful, terrific people who are going to come in here and, you know, open bakeries or go into commercial real estate or whatever it might be. And they think they come in with bad ideas and they decide to engage in terrorism over here. Or if I were the folks running Hamas, I'd say, all right, why don't you guys just, get some civilian clothes, blend in, say, oh, gee, I'm tired of the war. I want peace, and go over there. And, as soon as you find a synagogue or a Jewish bookstore, why don't you go blow it up? We don't need that sort of thing over here. And the support for among the population, there was a very good survey done by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research. They did this April 15th. They talked to 750 people in Gaza. And 59% of them want to see Hamas back in power after the war ends. 71% describe as, quote, correct, unquote, Hamas's offensive against Israel on October 7th, where 1,200 Israelis were killed, raped, mutilated, bodies burned alive, all this sort of thing. So this is not the, it's not talking about bringing some extra people from Belgium or France or Singapore or something like this. This is purely volatile situation. Really, really dreadful idea.
And whatever happened to the idea that we need to cap the amount of immigration that comes into the country each year so we at least are doing it responsibly? Whatever happened to that? Is that just blown out the window?
Yeah, totally out the window. I mean, I refer to the southern border in quotes, the quote border unquote. I mean, all those things are gone in many respects. In some cases, we do still have caps. For example, I'm very much in favor of legal immigration, lawful immigration. My mom and dad are from Costa Rica. They came to the United States with passports and visas legally. If you do that, power to you. All success to you. Please enjoy the American way and American dream. But, if you break into the country, you get free hotel room in Times Square. In fact, just walked by the hotel on 8th Avenue last night, and there are all these people hanging around from all over the place enjoying their free Times Square hotel rooms. Free cell phone. Now we're talking about work permits in some cases. And we have, unfortunately, put caps on H-1B visas and things like this. And I know a guy who's from Europe, Harvard graduate, worked in Silicon Valley, I think with a startup doing all kinds of high-tech coding and whatnot. And he applied for an H-1B visa. He didn't get it. And so Uncle Sam said to this Harvard graduate who speaks English, smart guy, good-looking guy, he's in a chorus, does all the right things you want. We said, all right, you got two weeks, pack up your bags and get the hell out of America. So those are the kind of people we kick out. But if you are coming in from a place where a terrorist just attacked Israel 6 months ago, come on down, come on in and get your free stuff. I mean, it is just so upside down and so twisted, so backward. Your head just goes around and around in circles.
Roy Murdoch is a news contributor, Fox News, and also contributing editor with the National Review Online. And maybe just 2 years ago, you remembered when, maybe it was a little bit more than that, I'm getting the years mixed up. Essentially, the big tech companies in California were saying that we're having a hard time recruiting people because of the way the immigration laws are, that if you wanted to get someone here that was really good at coding or really good at engineering, that it was just so many hurdles to try to get those qualified candidates over here to work in the United States that they're having a hard time recruiting. And that's why they're thinking about starting more overseas branches. Now, where are those companies today when we're talking about bringing in all of these immigrants from, Gaza? Are they going to hire them? No, of course not. I mean, that's the thing we really need to, going back just even a couple of years ago, we talked about the prioritization of those that are going to help this country by bringing them in and trying to at least put a priority on them because they have a skill set that's going to help our country. And there's a need for them here. So at least we know when they get here, they'll have a job and be able to provide for themselves. We don't even care about that anymore. We want to bring in people that don't have any possibility of employment, and they're not looking for it because the government's going to help them live anyway without the possibility of working.
You're absolutely right about that. You know, the kind of people you'd want in this country who get up in the morning, go to an office or a work site, laboratory, whatever it is, factory, work hard, come home, take care of their loved ones, not attack their neighbors, not kill and blow people up. You know, that's the kind of folks you want, and those are the kind of folks you want here. I know some, it's about 2-3 years ago, people from Canada, a young couple, I think were doing investment banking or private equity, some financial kind of stuff like that. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, they didn't get their H-1B visa or whatever it is, and we sent them back to Canada. And these are people who are working on Wall Street, helping finance companies and get the capital it takes to help expand enterprises and create jobs. And under Joe Biden, okay, get the hell out. We don't want you here. Bye-bye. And meanwhile, we've got, I think the number, as I last checked, was around 315, 320, something like that. People have come in who are literally on the terrorist watch list. These are terrorists. So when we get their names or get their fingerprints, up pops an alert saying this member is a member of Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hezbollah, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, whatever it is. And these are the kind of people we're catching at the border. But at the same time, we're booting out technicians, engineers, high-tech people, bankers, management consultant types. It is just so completely ass backwards. I can't even tell you. I mean, it's just, all I can say is that the sooner Joe Biden is back in his comfortable bunker in Delaware, the better off we'll all be.
Can I ask you a little bit about Hamas? And I'm just going to throw this theory out there and tell me. But I think about them as an organization. We get this impression that they're single-minded, meaning all they think about is destroying. So they want to go into Israel. They want to rape and kill. They want to blow up buildings. And it's very single-minded. That's all that their ambitions are. But is it a little bit deeper? Do you think part of their ambition is to try to change American lifestyles, influence college kids, try to change the conversation so we're more sympathetic to terrorism here? Could that be a bigger strategy and we're underestimating the threat because we're only looking at it in a single way, as in the physical side?
Well, I think it's both, and either it's not an either or proposition. It's a both proposition. They are over in Gaza. They got to the Gaza Strip from Israel. Said, here, it's yours. You may have this. The Israelis pulled out. They pulled all the Jews out of Israel, out of Gaza, rather. They brought the Jewish bodies out of cemeteries and brought those home. So there was literally there's no Jewish presence in Gaza. And they had a huge opportunity to say, look, the Jews are gone. We're free. We've gotten our land here. And now we're going to turn this into Dubai West or, you know, Arab Hong Kong or, you know, Nice South. They've apparently got these beautiful beaches right on the Mediterranean there. Great weather. And that place could be a paradise. And you and I might be saying, gee, when can we take a vacation and go visit the beautiful Gaza Strip? They didn't do that at all. They said, hey, let's just take our political enemies, throw them off of buildings, and let's start building tunnels with all the money we get for schools and hospitals. Let's take that money and that cement and turn them into death tunnels. And then let's throw rockets at Israel and kill Jews. That's all the only export they've got is Jew killing rockets. What a disaster. So that's what they're doing over there. And then over here, apparently, we're finding some evidence of the demonstrations that have broken out at universities around the country, Hamas pamphlets, Hamas propaganda, apparently some contact between agitators in this country and people in the Gaza Strip. So these are people who are not just terrorist sympathizers. These are people who, as far as we can gather, are cooperating with a terrorist organization. This is called giving material support to a terrorist group. And back when we had something called the Global War on Terror under President G.W. Bush, and I think obviously under President Trump as well, when you did that sort of thing, you'd be arrested and thrown in jail. Now under Joe Biden, you know, you probably get a scholarship and maybe college tenure.
Yep. The latest piece, I'm reading this one from the Daily Signal, is the headline, Biden's Gaza Refugee Import Scheme Deserves Drone Strike. It's so great. You have a picture. And it's some dude wearing an orange NASA shirt, holding up what looks like he's on people's shoulders. They're cheering. And who knows what they're cheering about. But he's holding up what looks like a rubber molded gun. It doesn't even look like a real gun, honestly. It looks like it's made of rubber or plastic. But they are cheering about something, and I'm guessing it's anti-American. And these are the type of people that we want to let into the country. Okay. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor with the National Review Online. Great piece to look up. The Biden's Gaza refugee import scheme deserves drone strike. Thank you for coming on and discussing that here in St. Louis.
My pleasure, Ryan. Be well. Good luck with the storms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
National Weather Service radar indicated hail up to 2 inches in and around Festus that we saw with this one tornado warning. That's a thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located 7 miles southeast of Crystal City, moving at about 30 miles an hour. Tornado warning in effect until 1:45, about 15 minutes from now. And we saw flying debris could be a problem. Impact locations, Festus, Waterloo, and Crystal City. So that's kind of where we're seeing it move through here. And I know Ryan Wiggins is watching this too. It's a nasty storm. And the sad thing is that Dave Murray last hour said, once this one passes, oh, you're not in the clear. There's going to be more coming in after. So yeah, it's going to be a tough night of storms through the St. Louis region.
He said the atmosphere would be right and the conditions would be right until 9 o'clock tonight.
I think he called it juicy.
Juicy.
I don't know if that's a meteorologist term or he just came up with that.
Makes me want to write a music, make an album and name it Juicy Atmosphere.
Yeah, Juicy Atmosphere.
Yeah, you know, whenever I watch TV meteorologists, they sometimes don't show them from the waist down. They could be wearing those yoga pants that say juicy on the back.
They could. Yeah, they could be a little too juicy for TV.
Juicy.
Like Elvis.
Pink.
Yeah. The meteorologists are wearing yoga pants. It's a little too juicy, Dave.
Yeah.
Can't show that. I am looking at the radar. Red Bud is another town in Illinois. Marissa, I mean, we're getting to the very edge probably of our listening area here, but Sparta, right now, Festus and Peavely are right in the center of it. I do want to highlight 2-inch size hail. That is huge.
Yeah.
If you see a picture of what 2-inch hail looks like, it's like the size of your palm.
That's the diameter, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's, if and I have seen a couple pictures. I don't know if you guys have seen them, but local news is grabbing them as much as they can. So I've been kind of monitoring what they've been saying too. And if that's in the St. Louis area, we're going to have major damage. And you're going to hear all kinds of advertisements and people knocking on your door about roofs and stuff in the next few days. You're going to see that as usual.
Yeah, Freeburg also looks like it's in the line. Freeburg,
got it.
Illinois.
That's tough. How's the poll going when it comes to you Beatles haters, Brad? Backup on there?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of backup.
No way! I can't believe it.
I know, I can't believe it either. You know, it's probably just like the protests. It's the most vocal people that are saying this when the majority really think that the Beatles are a fantastic band and not overrated.
Yeah. All right, go vote in the poll. Are the Beatles overrated? Ugh, I can't believe that's even a poll today, because Brad, as it turns out, is in that vocal minority.
I like to pick a fight.
Let's, speaking of picking fights, Kim Gardner sounds like she's picking a fight. Put up or shut up, STL NAACP calls out state auditor for painting Kim Gardner as a criminal. What's the best you can say about Kim Gardner? Grossly incompetent? Is that the best thing you can say about her tenure as prosecutor in St. Louis?
That would be my defense if I
grossly,
were her.
Grossly incompetent. And it's not even just a little incompetent. Grossly incompetent would be the only defense that she would have. But, when they realized the investigation was going on, she resigned. Her predecessor came in, apparently opened up the doors and said, go ahead, any documents you want, it's yours. Like, we're going to let you investigate this. And they're continuing to, and apparently the auditor in Missouri wants to look into this even further and wants to get some questions answered directly from Kim Gardner. Calls her on the phone, doesn't answer, finds other numbers, doesn't answer, contacts her lawyers. Lawyers don't contact back. They are not being cooperative whatsoever. So maybe the only evidence that we have is what was left behind, and who knows what was left behind, honestly. Maybe there's an incomplete record left behind in the Kim Gardner office because there was so much dysfunction there. The people that she worked with didn't like her either. She was just terrible, terrible, terrible at her job. Did it rise to the level of being a criminal? I think that's worth looking into. But the head of the NAACP says that it's unwarranted and unprofessional the way that they're handling this investigation. I don't believe it. Can we play a clip? This is from, I think, KMOV.
A state investigation is now being questioned after Missouri's auditor issued a be on the lookout for ex-city prosecutor Kim Gardner. It's something a local NAACP president says was unprofessional and sends the wrong message that she is a fugitive on the run.
I think it gives the impression to people that for some reason or another, the former circuit attorney is a wanted criminal.
In All Points Bulletin, St. Louis City NAACP President Adolphus Pruitt tells First Alert 4 State Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick had no business doing.
I question his objectivity at this point in time.
I know you will see this. Do the right thing.
Monday, Missouri's auditor calling for former St. Louis City Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner to answer subpoenas and be questioned about spending while in office.
Yep. Do you think that when she was investigating then Missouri governor, I can't think of his name right now.
Why Eric Greitens.
Yeah, Eric Greitens. I mean, she used a lot of these same type of tactics, honestly, but she is out there and there are, pieces of the puzzle that need to be put together. She doesn't want to cooperate, knowing that there's no upside for her to cooperate. There's subpoenas that she's ignoring. Do you think it's wrong for the auditor to say, hey, keep on a lookout for Kim Gardner because we want to talk to her to let us know if you see her? Is that wrong for him to do that?
No, that's not wrong at all.
Not at all.
That's what he should be doing. Yeah. is saying, look, she's been subpoenaed. If she's not showing up for subpoenas, then she is breaking the law.
Well, I don't even know if she's been subpoenaed.
Now,
they're trying to subpoena her and they can't find her.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, same deal. I mean, it's the same reason to ask for people. Now, I do want to be very clear, though, that it's not okay to just criminalize somebody for being bad at their job.
Right.
You can't make a criminal out of somebody just because they were, in your words, Ryan, grossly incompetent. I think it was beyond that. But that doesn't make them criminal because somebody voted them in and voted them in again. So that's their ultimate accountability is to the voters. And what scares me is going forward, are we just going to have this happen again in St. Louis, that they're going to vote somebody that is this incompetent and really malicious into office again? Because they did it twice.
Yeah, so, and I think part of it, too, is we know she's a liar, too. I mean, she was caught many times lying in office. So even if she does answer questions, I think she's setting herself up to have a huge conflict in her own testimony. So maybe that's why she's afraid to actually do this sort of thing, to come forward and cooperate in this sort of investigation. Has no one seen her? Is she like just flown the coop and she's gone?
Yeah, I actually we talked about this pre-show because we were kicking around all these different poll ideas, and one of them was where is Kim Gardner? But we didn't ultimately do that one because the answers were I don't know. But Mark Reardon is playing on his show a sounder that's where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, but instead it is Kim Gardner. I mean, this is a big question that people are asking because she was the public face of the city's demise, really, for a number of years, and now she can't be found at all because she's under scrutiny for it. So that's the problem, is that she is completely making herself unknown on purpose, and everybody knows it.
Yeah. Is Dog the Bounty Hunter available to try to find her? Is there someone that we can use to track her down?
Let me text him and see.
Text Dog. Do you think there would be a bit of irony if, like, let's say someone that she put back on the street that was a, you know, lifelong criminal somehow interacted with her and that's how she was caught? Like, if there was some sort of, like, full circle, someone that shouldn't be on the streets somehow finds his way interacting with Kim Gardner through some sort of criminal activity, like she gets carjacked or something, and that's how we find Kim Gardner. Wouldn't there be a little bit of irony in that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you pointed it out, Ryan, that some of the things that she was doing to other Missouri politicians is now coming back on her, and not because of vindictiveness, but because of the way she was doing her job, and because she was doing that.
Or not doing her job. Yeah.
Completely ignoring it. Yeah.
I wonder, too, like, is there civil liability for her? Is she at risk of civil liability because, you know, you look at Janae Edmondson, who lost her legs because this person violated parole, and Kim Gardner decided she should go, this guy should go back out on parole and not have his parole denied, and then he crashes his car into her, you know? Is there civil liability that she would be at risk for? And especially, like, if you start digging around in the records and you find that, like Ryan was saying, maybe there was some sort of contact or whatever the case may be, you know.
Can I say what I think is, if we're going to kind of do like a what's the most likely things that happen to the least likely things that happen, can I tell you something that I would almost guarantee it happened? I almost can guarantee she inappropriately used her office and funds for things like security or personal benefit that when she wasn't using on the job. You remember when one of the first times she got caught lying was when she was pulled over and she had other security around her trying to interfere with the police investigation because she said she was fearful as a black woman that she was going to be profiled by the police and she didn't feel comfortable with the police stopping her. And then we get the video footage and we find out she was completely lying at how the police were acting. They were above board professional with her. I have a feeling that she was probably using the taxpayer dime in order to fund things like her own personal security, which shouldn't have happened off the clock. I'm guessing they're going to continue to find that there was misappropriations of funds for her own benefit, and it's going to start with things like that.
Well, whether she was or wasn't, a matter of speculation, it doesn't really matter because in this country, Ryan, we don't prosecute when people do campaign finance violations. That's not something that at the highest levels that we do. It's one of these, you know, it's just red tape, basically. You know, it's like a slap on the wrist and you get a fine and you go home, typically in the United States. So I would challenge you to ever find an example of somebody being wrongly accused or prosecuted for campaign finance violations.
Yeah, and let's look at this, too. There were a lot of competent people in that office that ended up leaving that accused her of some pretty serious violations. Imagine if they were put up on the stand as part of all of this and saying, here's what I witnessed at my time before I resigned because I could not work with this person. And them knowing the law because they are in that office would be able to very clearly testify the things that they witnessed firsthand when they saw her come in office.
You know, I
think that's likely too.
We dip into local politics sometimes, and I think especially in Illinois, you know, Mark and Mark are much more covering local politics in Missouri and Missouri side of things. We talk about Illinois quite a bit when we talk about local things at all. We, of course, focus on national politics, but in this case, it is so interesting because it could balloon into something pretty big. Like, this could end up being a pretty big national story that's happening right here in St. Louis. In a way, it already is. You know, you say the words Kim Gardner, and people outside of St. Louis, if you pay attention to politics at all, probably have an awareness of who that is and what the the allegations are against her and what she's done to St. Louis. So
yeah, and it can't be a national story. I think it was pointed out when it comes to the people that campaign with George Soros's money. It's not a conspiracy.
Right.
And she was one of them. And also, you saw Elon Musk. He summed it up best, I think. He said it was very smart what Soros was doing. He said, if you can't pay to change the policy, pay to get in people that would ignore the policy. And she was one that would go in and ignore certain policies and laws to adapt to what you wanted to accomplish. And she's not the only one. There was a lot of prosecutors around the country that had this very same funding and MO. And she was just one of them that got caught up in all that. And I think it wasn't on accident. And I think a lot of people have suffered and got hurt in the city of St. Louis because of that.
It's remarkable. I remember that story about him funding these circuit attorneys and things back like in the middle of Obama's term.
Yeah.
I remember people saying that and saying, look, this is going to be a big problem, because at that moment it hadn't become a problem yet. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing how much the people throwing the red flags were dead right on that. They said, yeah, this is going to be a major problem within a decade. And I mean, down to like the minutes they were right about. And the way that it would play out is exactly what we've seen.
Yeah. The sad and crazy thing is, Alex Jones is starting to look like a prophet. The way that he is.
There's tomorrow's promo.
10 years ago. Yeah, no kidding. No joke. If you go back and look at all the things he was mocked for, I'm not an Alex Jones fan by any means. I don't listen to him. Honestly, I don't like him. But you go back and look at some of the things he said, man, was he right on. And he was continuously mocked for a decade for the things he said that are now coming true. I don't think he has the greatest insight in the world. I just think he is very good at seeing these things for what they are and not being afraid to call it out. So let's take a break from there. And I know we're running a little bit late. I don't know if this is a good story or bad story, but it plays with the Beatles. And Sir Paul McCartney tried to have a very heartwarming moment, which we're going to talk about after the break. I'm Ryan Ranker, filling in on the Andy Frye Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's raining men, Wiggins.
Oh, you thought that was funny? See, I was serious. Oh,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
It's good that you got a kick out of it because I was just trying to, you know,
you're too
share
cool
the
for
news.
That.
Like, just share the news. Just,
it's raining men in the, okay. Just because it's the Manny Fry show and I'm filling in for Andy and it's three guys on today. It's not, okay. It is technically maybe raining and we're men. So I guess if you wanted to try to condense that to save time, I get it. You only get so much time.
That's what I was trying to do. Yeah, we don't waste time here.
All right. Tornado warning remains in effect. It looks like the worst part of it shifted a little bit south. In effect until 2:15 for southwestern Genevieve and southwestern St. Francis counties. That's like until severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located over Park Hills. Moving at about 40 miles an hour, tornado with golf ball sized hail, flying debris. Looks like the storm will be near Farmington, where it looks like it's almost over right now. Over it, as in on top of, then head into Park Hills around 1:50. So that's about right now. All right. So we're watching this storm and how it's tracking south of St. Louis. Some pretty serious storms here with more on the way after that. We talked to Dave Murray at 12:25 was it roughly? So if you want to go and use the Odyssey app to rewind back, you can get that for yourself. All right. So there was a story about how Paul McCartney wanted to do something, you know, kind of fun to talk about his return to Brooklyn. He's got, I think, an art exhibit or something going on there because, you know, when I think of Paul McCartney, I think, you know, I want to go see him for his artwork. Not his music, but still there's a great amount of interest when it comes to Paul McCartney. So he put this out on social media. It was kind of a fun little thing. Can we take a listen?
He thinks I love the Beatles for them and I'll always love them. Even when I'm 105 and an old grandmother, I'll love them. And Paul McCartney, if you are listening, Adrian from Brooklyn loves you with all her heart.
Okay,
I
can
love
we pause
you,
it real
Paul,
quick?
And please.
All right, so what you're hearing is something that was recorded like 60 years ago.
Oh, okay.
70 years ago now. I mean, this was recorded back in Beatles height, Beatles mania. And it was just a regular news report. And you get this little girl from Brooklyn that said, I love you, Paul McCartney. I can't do her voice,
McCartney.
But it's very Brooklyn. Yeah, it's perfect. So this is what they dug out of the archives and apparently played for Paul McCartney. So let's play the rest of it now.
With all her heart. I love you, Paul, and please come to the window so I can just see you. I saw you smoking before, and I kissed the limousine you looked at him. But I love you, and I want you, Paul. Please look at it. And Ringo, you can look at it too, because I like you.
It's very nice. So,
okay.
You know what Paul McCartney ended up doing? He played that viral video and says, is it Adrian? If you're still out there, Adrian, come to my, I finally made it to Brooklyn. Why don't you come to my exhibit? I want you to come out here. You'll be my guest. I would love to meet you, Adrian. Isn't that a nice little thing
that
for
is
Paul
cool.
McCartney to
yeah.
She died so many years ago, though.
Oh, it's I thought this story was
gone.
Going toward a reunion. Oh,
she was long gone. So apparently she was married, had kids at a young age, and died. Kind of a tragic thing. I forgot what she had. It was some sort of medical condition. But, you know, her kids see this report that, hey, Paul McCartney is looking for an Adrian from Brooklyn. They play it. It's her mom's voice. It's what her mom looked like as a kid. Same name from Brooklyn. And the kid's like, oh, my, that's mom. That's mom. Then they come out and say, yeah, I wish this would have worked, but she died like in the 90s. It was a long time ago. So I'm sorry she's no longer around. So what would have been a very heartwarming, awesome moment for Adrian to finally meet Paul McCartney after all these years, she ended up dying in 1992 at the age of 41.
So Paul didn't invite the kids out or something? I'm waiting for it to turn here.
No,
nothing?
You know what? I think he gets off the hook. Now he doesn't have to meet anyone.
Oh, man.
It's like, oh, thank goodness.
Man,
that's exhibit two.
Yeah,
the Beatles are overrated. Couldn't even invite those kids' family.
I know. So what would have been a very nice, heartwarming moment? Not so much. Poor Adrian. She missed out by 30 years to go meet Paul McCartney.
You remind me when I get really old to not get fake. I don't even know if it's fake. I don't know what you'd call it. But like these old rockers, they're clearly doing something to their hair to stay younger looking. And I'm sure they're getting Botox and stuff too. But their hair, the older these people get, it's not just Paul McCartney. It's Steven Tyler and there's other ones too. If you catch them at the right angle, they just look like your elderly aunt.
Steven Tyler's pretty
right.
bad about that one.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I think
part of it's fashion too, where you know, the fashion world's very feminine today when it comes to the dress. And you find, you've seen the pictures where like some dude's wearing an expensive jacket and there's an old lady wearing the same jacket that you run into on the street. And it's like, that's the fashion full circle. It's like the young guys and the old guys, and then the old ladies wear the same thing. It's just the way that it's such a deceptive thing too, because I think about relatives in my life, they never look like women when they got older. The guys do. Why? It's just a celebrity thing.
But you got to be wealthy and an artist, I think, before that happens. The other ones that I noticed, but this was like 15 years ago, I saw them and I went, I recognize those guys, but I didn't know the music and I still don't. Brooks and Dunn. When I saw them, I was like, wait a minute, are those guys? Because they have mustaches and stuff, but their hair and their clothes were so fancy looking that I was like, wait, what happened? I thought those were country guys.
You know what I like? I like the videos online where people point out, like, it's the dude showing up in like a $250,000 car, and they always open up like vertically instead of open the doors. Like, they're very expensive cars, and they get out and they look like they're complete slobs. They're wearing like basically pajama bottoms and a broken top, and they don't care what they look like, but they're filthy rich and they're able to do what they want and dress the way they want. I want that as opposed to high end fashion with my money, honestly.
Yeah,
the
I'm so rich
to just dress that way
that I can just wear flip flops to this meeting and you got to deal with it.
Exactly. Yeah, show up like the dude or whatever from Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
I want that in my life. That
me too.
That type, I'm dressing the way I want money.
But you got to have the money. You can't
you
just
have
do
to
it.
Have, yeah, otherwise, they're kicking you out. Not putting up with that. All right, another hour of the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk. It's all right.
It's all right. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.